Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, everyone, and welcome to Potential and Possibilities at Mid-Career and Beyond. It has been a while since I have been on air with you. I'm Hyacinth Gooden Bailey, and I'm your host on this Blog Talk Radio show today, October 30th. 6 p.m. Eastern. If you are in the chat room, I ask for your patience until I get to talk to you. And if you are listening, I invite you to call in the number on the show page. I'll repeat 347-205-9099. Now, if you are a listener from way back, 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, you probably have memorized the old number. This is a new number, so please note, it's 347-205-9099. And today, I want to hear from you more than I want to hear my own voice. So I hope that I will not be disappointed and I'll have some callers who will be asking questions and making comments. Our topic, as you saw, is undeniable value, your undeniable value, and moving toward next level living in the 21st century. Now, you're not living in the dark, so I'm sure I don't have to tell you what's happening in this century. You're here on the planet, but some of us are more aware than others, not so much of what is going on, but of how to handle it and where we fit in. First of all, I want to let you know that you don't even have to know the number to call or the website to go to. If you go to my own website, you have links directly to Blog Talk Radio anytime, to listen to the live show, to participate, or to listen to the previous podcast. And that website is www.sapiencecoaching.com. And it's right there on the Blog Talk Radio show page, the link, www.sapiencecoaching.com. And my email, which I encourage you to use to be in touch with me at any time, is hebheb@sapiencecoaching.com. On my website, you will have links to the Blog Talk Radio show, links to my network, links to the email, and so you will not be lost if you go there. So I won't take up the time to tell you more about that, but I'll give you a reminder before the show ends. So time goes quickly, and I'm not here to make a quick speech, so I'm going to take my time and see who turns up and who might be in the chat room as well. What I want to start with is to ask you if you are here because you are open and willing to learn. If you are open and willing to learn, then by the end of the show, even if it's one item, you will find that you are enlightened and energized by it. The two key words, enlightened and energized. I want to thank you for joining me, whether you're joining me live or you're joining me after the show by listening to the podcast. But I want to beg you not to be silent because I want your feedback on this topic of your undeniable value. In our society, life, everything is being treated as if it's fine. It's fine whether it's something annoying, something that's substandard. Everything is fine until everything goes up in flames or begins to crumble. From the financial world to schools and colleges to marriages to neighborhoods to our shopping experience in commerce. If you ask anybody, how are you? They say, fine. And that covers a multitude of sins, a multitude of problems, a multitude of challenges. So what I'm contending is that it's time for us to look at things carefully and to make new decisions daily, not just sometimes, on the path that we're traveling. And that is where my life coaching comes in. Because we need to be on a new journey to cope with all the difficulties and changes taking place so rapidly in this century. I'm particularly addressing women and older women because we are infinitely creative, as I often point out on my shows and in my articles. But we're dragging our feet if we're not fully aware of that and of our potential. And if we are not just unaware of it, but are not acting on it, then we're keeping ourselves back and actually keeping back the rest of the world, as you will see from other things that I'll have to say today. Today we have to face some truth, whether we like them or not, and not just wait to be surprised by terrible events. I know that you're listening to this show because the topic attracted you, and it attracted you because it has a message in it for you. That is why I began by asking you if you're open and willing to learn, to be enlightened, and to be energized. Because you might know everything that I'm going to say to you or have said, but you're not moving in the direction of your enlightenment. So that's another call for you to take action. So the question is not if you are valuable. The question is that you need to discover your own value. And you will realize and learn that your quality of life will depend on this discovery. In life coaching, we assist those who to go on this journey, discover their true value, and to share it with the world. I'm going to take a peek in my chat room and see if there's anybody there, and I'll be continuing in 1 second. Okay. All right. Now, I want to give 3 definitive statements regarding your value. And if you don't agree with them, that's fine. If you don't understand them fully, that's fine. But I'm giving you the chance because we're all seekers. And when something is brought to your attention, then you should pause and not just pass on as if it never happened. These 3 things that I'm bringing to your attention should trigger your thoughts, should let you breathe deeply and think about them. One is that we're physical in form, but we're spiritual in nature. I'll repeat, physical in form, but spiritual in nature. The second is that we are created to expand and increase in the sense of increase what we are endowed with. We are created to expand and increase and not to stagnate or to crumble. And the third statement I want to make is that we each have a connection with the higher divine purpose of all things. We each have a connection with the higher divine purpose of all things. So one, our spiritual nature. Two, our creation for expansion and our divine purpose. Now, can you get comfortable with those notions? Did you make a note of them? I hope you did, or you will have to play back the podcast and listen. So these three items, I think, if you weigh them right away, there should be a shift in your thinking about your value. As a life coach, I have a message, and buried within that message are many smaller messages, and they're like little revelations which come to me and which I try to pass on and to share with my offspring, my friends, my family, my followers, my readers, my clients, and participants in my radio show or in my workshops. Now, my message is not for everyone. What do I mean by that? If my message does not resonate with you, if it does not resonate with you today, it's not for you, or you're not ready for it. It's not for you today. When you're ready, the message will reveal itself, or the right messenger will come. You yourself have your own message, whether you know that or not, and you'll discover that at some time as you grow and develop spiritually. It doesn't mean that we are at different levels in our spiritual development. It just means that the message for today, you are not ready for it. Talking about sharing my message with everyone, if you are a Twitter person, if you like to tweet, if you tweet everything under the sun, if you're constantly looking to see what other people are tweeting, this is a good time to tweet the show. Let others know that it's here and that they can listen now or later. And thank you for that. If you're on Facebook, please do the same thing. Now, if you're not convinced about your value, it means that there is work to be done. There is a journey for you to take to get to the place where you see your value and your worth. Sooner or later, you'll be convinced that you are the difference in this world. Now, this is not an ego trip. It's not an ego trip that you're taking. You are the difference, and you make a difference. If we were clear about that, much of our struggle to achieve in life or to achieve at work or in our careers would be reduced, because you know you're already valuable. It gives you boldness. It gives you confidence. There is more that I could say about that, but we'll stick to a point today. The idea of being the difference changes how you behave. It changes what you do for yourself. It changes what you prioritize and how you share. How you behave, I'm not talking about being rude or being discourteous or in being negligent and the other adjectives that we could add to that. Behave means how you conduct your life, how you face demands put on you, how you eliminate waste, how you give energy to what's important, how you make sure that you benefit from whatever you participate in. We can't do full justice to this notion of value in this few minutes that we have here, but I want to impress upon you without recognizing your value, you have no strong base for moving forward or moving to a higher level in anything. And that's the power in life coaching, that even if you're unaware, you'll become aware and you'll begin to explore and expand and eventually explode. Those are the names of my coaching packages: explore, expand, and explode. So today, when we speak of value, in our normal everyday, we're referring to money or to what we invest in, to our assets and our possessions. What's the blue book value of a car? But value in the context in which I'm speaking right now is what you walk away with from an experience. It's what you take away tangibly, what you feel, or what you know that you've benefited from in some way by engaging in it. It's pretty paradoxical, if you think about it, that many things that we spend so much money and time and energy on have no value at all. Much of what's on the media has little value: entertainment, cocktail parties, shopping sprees, social events. And we spend more and more time on them, and we give them all the glory. In fact, many of us feel left out if we don't engage in them. We get indebted pursuing things that are of little value. Your value is what you need to invest in. Discover and invest. The difference that you are and the difference that you can make. Again, you can call in live to talk to me now before we run out of time. 347-205-9099. If you don't get around to doing that, drop me an email, heb@sapienscoaching.com. Or if you're in the chat room, I'll talk to you afterwards. It's as simple as that. You can also join my network of women, women who are seeking to move to that higher level. Now, despite your social and economic backgrounds, your qualifications, or earning power, or career status, the majority of women in particular, as a primary example, are often not convinced of their own value. You might be among them, or you might be one of those trying to get other women to see their value. Then bravo to you. Now, if that weren't so, you would not have thousands of women who are equally qualified to their male folks and even smarter than the men, when they're settling for being the subordinates on their jobs, in their career, and so on. So I'm here to affirm and confirm that each of us is incredibly valuable. Our worth is untouchable, that we know. That we have to be clear about. Your worth doesn't vary. We have divine worth. A crushed banknote or a rusty green coin still retains its worth, no matter where it's dumped. But we can devalue ourselves or be devalued by others, as in the case of slavery and human trafficking, which is just as rampant now as then, all due to our tarnished perspective or messed up outlook or awful experiences or poor judgments or fears and our doubts. So that's a lot of stuff that needs cleaning up. Sometimes all of the above combined crush in on some people, like women who are abused at home, it means that it's up to us to do something about it. In modern life, and in particular in the West, in American culture, value is being displaced and put on superficial things, as I said before. So that you're seeing that view of things that are not of real worth being treated as normal, being treated as okay. Value is being put on what fritters away, makeovers that last for less than 24 hours, makeups of body and face and nails, while the true value inside, the inside job remains untouched. You will agree with me on that. By the way, you could also post comments on the Blog Talk Radio Show page right after the show. People empty their savings to buy a ticket to go and watch somebody perform who is already many times over a millionaire. But they will not act to enhance their lives by spending even 10% of that on their own welfare, their own mental state, their own spiritual upliftment. So think twice about your value. My next show will be November 20th. And I'll be continuing on this topic because we definitely won't have time to explore it the way I want to. And I want to repeat that this show is not just for me to talk. It's for you to talk to me. So I hope you'll build up the courage to call in live next time. To see your value means you have to change your mindset, renew your self-image, and begin to set proper goals to affect your future. I'm speaking about your value because I believe that your value is not just important to you, it's important to the whole world. If you are less, the world is less needed. Can you hear that? You see what happens when corporate executives and CEOs and congressmen and so-called statesmen who are corrupt, who are evil, who are sexually depraved, who are greedy, you see what happens when they misbehave. They bring down whole corporations. The banking system collapses. Whole societies are messed up. The lives of students in schools are affected. Hospitals get shut down for lack of funds. Charities have to close down. And people go insane, shame, disgrace, disappointment. The repercussions are great. It follows that the higher you ascend, the greater effect you have on the world. The higher you ascend. And I talk about transcending a lot in my coaching. I would really like you to think about becoming a coachee, ending in EE, where you set aside time each week to deliberate and to focus on who you are and who you want to be, where you enjoy building your vision and you get rid of procrastination and self-sabotage. You increase your value not just by holding a higher position or office, holding higher thoughts in your head, by viewing the world from a greater spiritual perspective, by creating lovelier options for others, by setting more powerful goals, and by taking more courageous action. You know, when I know that I'm on track and I'm inspired to do something that's important, and then I hesitate and do something else. I find that someone else is given the same inspiration and they act on it. And I'm the witness to that. It's as if God is saying, see, you could have done that. You were too slow. You did not exercise your faith. I had to go with someone else. Have you experienced that? This is the time to explore, expand, and explode. To conclude, when we realize our true value, we operate at a different level of consciousness. We spend more time in power and less time in pain. We no longer wait for things to happen. You can finish my sentence, but you make them happen. What does a person who's really connected and empowered do that's different from their former life or different from others who are not so empowered? Here are some of the things that they do, and you can make a note and see if you're doing them. You choose what looks illogical. Why is that? Because you are willing to take the risk. You know yourself. You choose like a winner because you're not anticipating losing. You take action in keeping with care goals, and you do not hesitate and sabotage yourself. You act by faith, which is also the hallmark of Christian living. So you ultimately transcend. Transcending is the key feature, as I mentioned before, of my life coaching. And I want to offer that to you privately. Transcending means that you live beyond the ordinary, beyond time and space, because time and space is of no consequence when you know your true worth and value and you're different. But you have to go through the process to get there. It's not tick and it's done overnight. So think about these things and go to my website, www.sapiens.com, and tell me that you would like to learn more about what I'm saying, either by audio or by an article or my free ebook. So thank you for being on the show. And if you're in the chat room, I'll join you right now. Thank you for listening. Please share it with friends and do retweet the show as often as you wish. I'll speak to you again from Potential and Possibilities at Mid-Career and Beyond. Bye. Hello?